Hello, bimbos and himbos, and welcome back to my podcast episode. This is episode 9, I think, and I have literally not made an episode since earlier this year in January, and it is now October, the end of October, and a lot has changed then. I've been kind of ghosty, like, on all the social medias. I've been ghosting on the podcast. I've been ghosting on everything. And you know what? I've been gone for too long, and a lot of stuff has happened in the last, I don't even know how many months that is, in the last 10, 11 months, that some stuff I don't even know if I'll be able to all put it in one episode. But you know what? I'm decided to make an episode because so many people have been asking me to make a new episode, tell me what's up. So this is going to be like my welcome back episode. And it's just going to have like a few lessons on, you know, some recent things I've learned. As you could tell by the title, if I make it this title, it's Sprinkle Sprinkle. And anyone who's familiar with Sprinkle Sprinkle is, of course, familiar with Shira 7. And so I'm going to be talking about my opinion on, like, quote unquote, unethical dating advice, what I think about Shira 7. And I'm also going to get into the touch of putting yourself first and your self-concept. And how you could achieve basically what Shira 7 is saying and what all these people are saying. Because I think I kind of found the hack. And within this episode, I'm going to introduce a new challenge for you guys to completely transform your life and get the treatment you deserve. If you are sick of people ignoring you, treating you crazy, or anything else, I am going to give you a little hack and a little training on how this can change. So let's just get right into it. Okay, another little update before I get into the episode. Oh my god, you guys are going to be so mad at me because I just keep talking and talking. But I think another reason why I haven't made an episode in so long is because I'm working right now on doing like a visual aspect so I could put this on YouTube. I might even find a way to like put this on YouTube and like find like a visual. So stay tuned. Maybe you'll be listening to this from YouTube. I don't know. But that's also kind of why there's been such a gap. But trust me, guys, like, this is my comeback season. It is all our comeback seasons. Like, it is time to level up. It is time to put us first. It is time to focus on you. And this is exactly what the episode is about. This is exactly what everything I talk about is about, is focusing on you. But what inspired this talk for me today is, of course, Miss Sprinkle Sprinkle herself, Shira 7. And I don't know, like, I don't know what people think of Shira 7. I see so many mixed reviews. And I definitely have my own opinion on Miss Shira 7. I am going to say she is hilarious. She is witty. And you know what? I'm going to say it. A lot of her advice is stuff I'll say a lot on my lives. It's basically like exactly the advice I've been giving people, and like I tell myself. And it's just crazy that like I see that and so many people agree with it. But at the same time, one thing I do not agree with is, please do not watch her videos if you are not serious, okay? Because I'm gonna say this, a lot of people start quoting Miss Shira and saying that they're a high value woman and preaching, and it's like, bitch, I know you're a man in real life. Like, bitch, I know you're a man in real life. We have seen your man outside of Juliet in Toronto. Okay? We have seen your man on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Okay? Like, you are not, like, it's not you yet. So please stop reposting these videos and watching these videos if you are not about that life. Okay? That is all shade, by the way. Because I can name, though, I'm not going to name who. But I stay seeing girls post about feminine era and all of this and this and this and that, and how they're a high value woman and like they're only gonna be with mans that pay for them and are authorized user on their cards. And I'm telling you from now, a lot of these people that you see posting that are not living that life, okay? You would be surprised from all the ordinary girls or the low-key girls you see that are fully being taken care of, okay? More than these like Instagram girls. And no shade to Instagram girls, by the way. You know, some people might say I'm an Instagram girl, because whenever I start saying Instagram girl or like you know, those type of things, people get mad at me. And so, like, I see what they're talking about, but you have to see, like, the bigger picture of what I'm saying. Like, you need to not focus on what everyone else is posting, because I promise you, there are ordinary girls, low-key girls, girls that don't even have Instagram, that are here getting married. They have a house to live in. They got a car. They got all of that stuff. More than these girls are posting with, like, the 1-2 bags that they have. Okay? And I don't know, like, why people think that, like, you can't publicly post, like, oh, if a man's not giving me money, then fuck him. If you're not doing this, the fuck, like, that literally is getting rid of the whole point of what Shira and, like, all these people are saying. Because if you want to live that life, you know, if you want to have that kind of luxury life, you have to be low-key, okay? Like, it doesn't mean, like, you can't flex once in a while and remind these bitches who the fuck you are. Like, in all means, do it. Okay, and all means do it, because sometimes you gotta flex your shit, sometimes you gotta remind people who the fuck you are. But what I'm saying is, if you are constantly posting about high value women, if you're constantly posting like those Justin LaBoy quotes or those sad quotes being like, oh, like, I'm not gonna tolerate this, I'm not gonna do this, I'm a high value woman, I'm a feminine woman, I'm only gonna be with a masculine man, I want a masculine man to put me in my feminine era. I think you, like, a lot of people think it's giving, and, like, they think the guys are gonna, like, see that and be like, oh yeah, like, this girl is, like, she's so right. Like, this girl's definitely about her lifestyle. Like, this girl's, I'm gonna answer that DM, I'm gonna message her, and I'm gonna send her $5,000 right now because she sent that. No, most of the time they're looking at that and laughing, because if you have constantly something to prove, everyone else is going to notice that. And I am a huge emphasis on not posting sad quotes, not posting those type of quotes on your public Instagram. If you want to make a close friends that are actually your close friends, that's another thing. Do not have everybody in your close friends, okay? And you want to, like, post a little shady thing because it's your friends and they know what's going on, then all means do it. But you cannot be publicly, like, basically saying you're down bad. Like, you're advertising yourself, and all that's doing is going to attract dusties. And I don't know about you guys, but I have a Swiffer and I just dust it off, because there is no way in hell I'm going to be dealing with that. So, long story short is, I love Shira 7. Okay, I think she's hilarious. I love her advice. And I'm so happy that, like, the girlies are catching on and starting to, you know, go on to her. But like I said, don't believe the hype of the girls that are, like, publicly posting it, because they're fucking the game up for themselves. Okay? When you do that type of stuff, you gotta be low-key. And, like, not everybody has to know. Like, I preach about this all the time. I preach about Evil Eye all the time. Like, as soon as people see you, you know, shining, guess what? Moths are gonna come to you. Like, you guys should already know this. So if you guys want to live that lifestyle, and if you guys want to start winning, it is time to just shut the fuck up. And, you know, like, we preach about this all the time, like, move in silence, but actually move in silence. You don't gotta tell everybody that you're moving in silence. Like, you need to let your ego down and just let people assume that you got nothing going on. Let people assume that your relationship sucks. Let people assume you're not being taken care of. Let people assume you're down bad and sad. If they want to assume that, good. Because when they see you popping out all of a sudden with everything, they're going to be shook and they're just going to shut the fuck up. You just need to let your actions speak for itself. Because if you keep publicly posting all this stuff, it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Like, the way it looks to people isn't looking the way you think it's looking. You think you look like a bad bitch, you look like a sad bitch. You look sad. You look like you're going out sad. So just keep it to yourself. If you're going to take this advice, just be low-key with it. You know? Find a low-key man and you be low-key yourself, because people do not have your best interests. And that's the same of like even talking to your friends about what you're gonna do, okay? Especially if you're taking care of nice. Because I'm gonna say this now, a lot of your friends or a lot of people in your space, I'm gonna say it, a lot of people are not in happy relationships. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people are, but a lot of people aren't. And when people are miserable in your own relationship, you guys have known, like, I've been through shitty relationships, and like, when you're in a shitty relationship and like when you're not happy, it is really hard to give solid advice and be like genuinely happy for someone else, because in the back of your mind, you're like projecting your own insecurities and your own fear onto others just because like your man ain't shit. So when you are on this kind of level up journey, it's best to just keep selective, like, of your friends, of what you tell is going on. If things are going really well for you, like, test it slowly with like, choose like which friend or which close fit or whatever it is that has the same mindset as you, and you guys could actually build on each other. Because it is okay to not tell all of your friends all of your business. You know, some people are great to tell relationship business to, but then they're really bad at money management. Some are really great to talk about your business ideas, but when it comes to friendship advice or relationship advice, like, there's no point. So just when you're on this level up journey and everything else and start watching these videos, you're going to learn that it is best to just get a journal, get a therapist, and keep one friend. But even then, you never know with people these days. You know, and that's not to sound like pessimistic and like trust issues. Like, I'm like, it is okay to trust someone. It is okay to confide in someone. But I just need you guys to remember that sometimes it's like a subconscious evil eye. Like, when you have friends that are close to you, and especially if stuff isn't going their way, sometimes it's hard to be happy for you when they are going through something themselves, and it is not their fault. That doesn't automatically make them a hater, but you just don't want people to project their insecurities onto you. And I think I made a whole episode about this. I forgot which episode, but if you guys know, then listen back to it, of, you know, taking your own advice, and that like sometimes you know what's best for you and you don't need people's opinions and advice. And that's the biggest thing you need to learn in the level up journey. Just shut the fuck up, enjoy your blessings, and if people see it, they see it, okay? You don't gotta show out for anybody. Another thing that I really liked about Shira and like everything she says is when it comes to men, and you guys know I don't like to give too much like relationship advice, but what she said really got to me, and it's not just for men, but it's for people in general, and this might sound a little pessimistic, but people don't care as much as you think they do. And when it comes down to the nitty gritty, and specifically men, like, I feel like girls are a little more empathetic, but when it comes to the nitty gritty, they are going to choose themselves first, okay? You could look up the statistics on how many men literally leave their wives when they go through like a diagnosis or they go through a death. Like, men are always going to choose themselves first, okay? When it doesn't matter that you stuck with him through everything, it doesn't matter that you were there for him. They don't care, okay? Like, these men really do not care. Okay, they are going to choose what's best for them. And so the main thing that Shira emphasizes is to not necessarily stop having empathy for them or whatever, but you need to respect yourself enough and love yourself enough to say to yourself, you know what? I am not going to be a ride or die. I'm not a builder, Bob the Builder. Like, if you want to come to me, like, you better come healed. You better come as your best self. You need to love yourself enough to say, I deserve the best. And if someone wants to be with me, if someone wants to be in my life, whatever, whatever, they need to change their own behavior and they need to adjust and they need to pray to God that I wake up the next morning and still want them in the daytime. I don't care if they're sleeping next to me. They better pray to God next to me that I still want them by the time I wake up. And I know that sounds like crazy narcissist. I don't even give a fuck anymore, guys. Like, it is my narcissist era. Like, okay, not actual narcissist era. You guys, don't cancel me. I know I'm going to get a few messages after this. Every time I make an episode, I always get a few hate messages. But you know how it is. That's how it is. Not everyone's going to like what you got to say. But that's literally the pedestal you have to put yourself on. Because when you put someone else on a pedestal, when you put these men on a pedestal, when you're constantly focusing on them and constantly checking up on who they're following, and you just need to focus on you and make sure you're good first. Okay? You need, when you put someone on a pedestal, they have no choice but to look down on you. Okay? I think I already said that twice already, but just remember that. When you put someone high, so high, there's no other choice but to eventually come down. You need to put yourself on that pedestal. You need to make sure you're good. You need to make sure you're happy in the relationship and that you're getting everything that you want. That, because men are going to do it. Friends are going to do it. And if you are someone who is in a victim mindset of constantly saying, oh, I'm constantly being played. My friends are constantly, you know, doing me wrong, doing everything. And trust me, I was this person for a very, very long time. I was constantly getting wronged. I was constantly getting snaked. But when you figure out the game and you are real with yourself on how the world works, then I promise you, you will never be able to get played, because you will always have something that you gained at the end of the day. You know, when you didn't really sacrifice anything and they want to go cheat, okay? Like, you didn't lose anything. You didn't hold it down and waste your time and do all of that. Like, you know, just make sure you are good first, because people don't care. People don't care. You will never know when is the day that they will choose that they don't want to mess with you anymore, or that they want to do something bad. You never know when that's the day, and you can't control that. You could only control what you do. You could only make sure you're good. And you're supposed to be your own best friend, your biggest supporter, everything. Nobody can love you more than you love yourself. You can't love anyone else more than you love you. And I'm going to say it. I am a lover girl. Okay. I am a super, super lover girl. And there has been times, especially in this year, that I really love someone, you know, like emotions and feelings are never going to go away. And the whole point is, it is okay to have emotions, it's okay to have feelings, but where it becomes a problem is when you let your head and your emotions control what you do and you just stop thinking logically. Okay? You can love someone and be real with yourself and be logical and say, but they are not able to meet me where I need them to meet me. Those two could be true at the same time. I love this person, but I cannot be with this person. They are not giving me what I need. Okay? And instead of blaming yourself for why someone isn't doing what they need to do, you need to remember this. People can only love you as much as they love themselves. Okay? They can never love you more. No one can love you more than they love themselves. So if someone does not like themselves and has super low self-esteem, super low self-worth, thinks of themselves as nothing, how do you think they're going to love you? They are not able to. They are not going to be able to love you. Okay? People can only communicate with you and sort things out on the level of their own self-awareness. Okay? Their own self-awareness. People are only going to be able to trust you as much as they trust themselves. So you're running into these people that are giving you subpar treatment in every way, and you're taking it personally because it's something you're doing. You need to be effing for real. Okay, you need to be effing for real. And you just need to say, you know what, I love you. And just think logically, because I'm going to give this trick as well. Your mind is literally a mammal mind, okay? It is literally like an animal mind. We came from animals. I don't know, whoever's religious or whatever. We have an animal mind. And our brain, I'm going to give you a few facts about psychology. And if you guys are not familiar with like basic psychology, you need to learn it. And I promise you, you'll be able to control your emotions better. You'll be able to make decisions better. But I'm going to tell you guys this. When you are in emotional pain, your brain literally does not know the difference between the emotional pain and like physical pain that you're going to die. So when you are in emotional pain, your brain is basically going in fight or fright mode and like telling yourself that you're dying. When you're not, it's not that serious. You know, like you just need to like remind yourself that, okay, brain, I am going to be okay no matter what. Even though I am hurting, I am going to be okay no matter what. And also this, your brain cannot predict like what's going to make you happy. And when I read that and found that out, I'm going to find the quote, but it was basically like, your brain is not a good predictor of what's going to make you happy. So that's why people do super quick dopamine giving activities, like whatever, drinking or having sex or fighting or whatever, because your brain just doesn't know what's going to make you happy until you do it. So, and also your brain is like resistant to change. Because your brain naturally looks for patterns, is naturally looking for routine. Like, that's just how your brain is wired. And so even, have you ever had to break up with someone or stop talking to someone that you never really liked? And you're just like, okay, but why am I so attached to this person? It's literally just because your brain is so used to that person. Like, you learn to love people. You learn to have them in your routine. And even the person that you don't even like that much, once you get to talking every day, once you get to calling every day, hanging out, and you have to stop, your brain just resists it. And that's why, like, you get so fucked over over these people that you don't even like that much. And so when it comes to these things, when it comes to being logical, you need to separate your emotions from the logic. You need to just separate it completely, okay? You could love someone and say, but I know I deserve better. I know I deserve better. You are my friend, but you are not aligning to my values. You know, you are someone, you're a man I really like. I find you really attractive. But for the lifestyle I want, it's not going to give. Because I'm going to tell you guys this too. Stop falling in love. Okay? Stop falling in love. Because guess what? When you fall, you drop to the floor. Okay? You faceplant. You grow in love with someone, okay? You find someone, and look at all your friendships in life. Your friendships in life started off slow, and the reason why they lasted so long is because you took your time, like a slow burn. And so when it comes to love, stop falling in love and start growing in love. You build a friendship first. You find someone that has similar values to you. And that person will eventually grow on you. When you go through things and when you have life experiences, that person will grow on you. But if you immediately go for the most cutest person you see or whatever that might be, and you guys don't even have the same values, that person isn't going to be so attractive when you are going through something emotional and he's not there. That person isn't going to be so attractive when you want kids and they don't want kids. That person isn't going to be so attractive when you're in a financial crisis and that person can't help you. They're not going to be cute anymore. You're not going to feel that love. All that's going to do is build resentment. And again, that's the honeymoon phase. That's the chemicals in your brain. You need to think logically. You need to think about the life you want and find someone that aligns to that. And I promise you, when you go through enough experiences with that person, when you go through the trials and errors, when you go through milestones that make life easier, you will learn to love that person. So stop falling in love and start growing in love. And that's kind of what Shira 7 is saying in a weird kind of way. She's basically telling people, like, yeah, like she basically out, like, basically says like this is just advice for gold diggers, but I don't think you necessarily have to be a gold digger to follow her advice. I think she just means to stop going for just like dusties just because somebody is attractive or somebody is cute. You know, like you need to think about the life you want and the life you want for your future generation. And if that means you are going for someone who's financially stable, has good credit, is going to take care of you, is going to help you when you need it, then that's the person you should be with longer term. You know, it's not all about gold digging. You know, like the problem is people go and fall in love, quote unquote, and it's not even love, it's limerence. Okay, this is a new word I just found out. I'm going to look this up to get you the exact definition. And when I heard this word, limerence, the state of being infatuated or obsessed with another person, typically experienced involuntarily and categorized by a strong desire for reciprocation of one's feelings, but not primarily for a sexual relationship. Like, you literally, like, it feels like ecstasy and, like, you've never felt like this before, but you don't even know this person. And that's the problem. A lot of people are not in love. They're in limerence, okay? And they go and do something stupid, like they move in with that person or they get married and divorce within, like, a year, or they have kids and that person is not, you don't even know this person enough to have a kid with them. And now you're wondering why you're alone or why your kid is going to grow up with unstable parental figures, because you were so focused on limerence and so focused on your emotions instead of focusing on friendship, growing in love, and all of that. And that's kind of basically what Shira is saying, is to think logically, think about the life you want, especially when it comes to a long-term partner. Because you could settle all you want and you could be Miss Wifey and be cooking and cleaning all day if you want and hold it down. But I promise you, especially when it comes to men, they're going to build with you. They're going to take your money. They're going to, like, you know, they're going to go 50-50 with you while saving their own money. And then when they're at the spot that they really want to be in life, when they have the money that they want to be in life, when they have the career they have, when they are ready to buy a house, they are going to resent you because they know for sure that their dream woman would never deal with their shenanigans. They know their dream woman is not sticking by them cheating and doing them wrong and sticking by them through all this ups and downs. They know that that's not how it is. So do not be the ride or die chick. Do not be the therapist and start thinking logically, please. Okay, my other dating hack. Okay, I don't even think these are dating hacks anymore. I think I'm just being a fucking asshole. You know what? Okay, they're not dating hacks. Okay, these are not dating hacks. These are dating realizations. Okay, these are dating realizations. Okay, my second realization of dating is do not look at all these posts of how these men want like a peaceful woman that doesn't go out, that doesn't do shit. I promise you they don't. They don't. Like, they think that they do. They think that they do. And especially if this guy is in his like 20s, or if he's like a millionaire, like early 30s, like he does not want that. I promise you. I promise you he does not. Okay. Men get really obsessed when you moderately stress them out and you also get them to spend money. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. By the way, guys, if one of the guys I talk to listen to this, just ignore the episode. Like, just shut off it from now because it's all a joke. I'm joking. I'm not even, like, it's not even real. I'm just making a joke, okay? I'm definitely gonna get blocked after this episode for sure. But I'm just joking, okay? Like, come on. Anyway, I swear to God, when you stress a man, do three things that get men obsessed with you for no reason. Like, if you want the most nonchalant man to start acting crazy over you, first of all, act like you cannot be controlled. Whenever he tells you something, like, just do the opposite. Like, tell him you're gonna do it, then just do the opposite. You know, do, like, little lies that, like, aren't necessarily gonna hurt anybody, but, like, enough to him be like, okay, like, what's your problem? Like, like, enough to get him confused. Okay, that's fucked up to say, but fuck it. Oh my god. I feel this is episode is not gonna go good. Okay, the second one is to stress them out just a little bit. Like, if you need to think of an argument, like, think of something a little, like, like, oh my god, I forgot the word for it. Like, even though it's something you do, like, get mad at him for it. But, like, don't make it into, like, a huge issue. Or be like, oh my god, like, when you were drunk, you told me I was so ugly. Like, I can't believe you did that. And just, like, do, like, a little, like, argument. Because I swear, like, I seen something on TikTok that, like, when a man stresses you out, and I have felt this way on, like, the other end, like, as a woman, it's always, like, ugh, I'm sorry to say this, but, like, whenever I'm with a boring man, like, I just get bored. Like, I'm just bored. Like, I'm not, like, obsessing over him. Like, there's no, like, need. And by the way, this is not a long-term advice type of thing. Like, don't take this advice if you, like, want a husband, okay? Like, you know, I know I was talking out before about long-term, but this is not for long-term. This is if you want, like, you're just bored and you want your little boyfriends or whatever. I swear to God, stress them out slightly, but not too much or else you'll get blocked. I've been blocked before, multiple times. I've been blocked multiple times. So don't do that. Stress them out slightly, okay? Be a little contradictory on what you're doing. Show that you can't be controlled. And also, get him to invest in you in some way. Like, if you guys constantly go out and he spends a lot of money, and make sure to do this before y'all get freaky, if you know what I mean. Because once he spends that money, once you get freaky, like, there's no point of investing anymore. Like, he already got what he wanted from you. So, like, why would he need to invest more? Because he knows you're just going to do it again. So don't bother with that. But if you guys have not slept together and you guys have just dated, you need to, like, think of your own minimum before you, like, get to that stage, okay? Like, get him to spend enough money on you that it feels like an investment, and he feels like he can't even get away from you, because if he leaves you, it's, like, losing the investment, you know? Like, I swear to God, that is the way to do it. Like, if you want a little short-term, like, obsessed, if you want to get what you want, and this is a Shira 7 quote, and it, like, I didn't even do this, like, intentionally. Like, I'm just, like, not someone who, like, lays it down at first. I need to show that, like, you're serious first. And I swear to God, make sure they invest in you and stress them out a little bit. And I swear to God, they'll be obsessed with you. You know, just don't do too much. Don't be, like, too much of, like, a crazy bitch. Because, you know, I have been a crazy bitch before. Actually, I've been a crazy bitch several times, and I got blocked. They came back, though, by the way. Okay, that's another thing. I don't know. Is that number three? Okay, that's number three. Number three is they're going to come back. Okay, I don't know how I got it to number three. Number three dating realizations is no matter how crazy you are, okay, you could do some batshit crazy shit that's actually, like, insane, and they will literally tell you, I'm not talking to you ever again. If they see you again, you look good, they're going to talk to you again, okay? They're going to miss you. That craziness, you just need to be unforgettable. You need to do, like, you need to make yourself unforgettable. Because the thing is, the reason why guys don't go back for, like, the good girls that, like, did everything is because it's just boring. Like, it's boring. Like, you're just, like, forgetting about it. And I'm going to say this, it is better to be talked about than forgotten. So if you are a little unhinged, you say what's on your mind, you can't be controlled, you're, like, a little crazy, you know, you're spontaneous, you're all that, you're unforgettable, I promise you that no matter how big the breakup is, or no matter what they tell you, they are going to come back. All you have to do is, at a certain point, step back. Because it might take months, or it might take a year, but men, like, will actually always come back. Like, I have done some crazy shit before. I have said some crazy shit before. I've got into huge arguments, and I thought it was done. Like, I thought I got blocked. Like, this one guy changed his number on me because of how crazy. This is my younger days, by the way, okay? This is my younger days. This was, like, 3 years ago. Like, I've changed a lot since. I'm not telling you to go batshit crazy on people, but I'm telling you, if you are worried about losing a man right now, you need to listen to We Belong Together by Mariah Carey. I think that's the right song. She has two. Oh, what's that song where it's like, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you. Okay. You need to have trust in the universe that if it is meant for you, it's going to come back for you, and it's right. Like, if you have an invisible string theory with this man, like, he's going to come back. So you just can't stress out too much, because either you're going to find a better man or he's going to come back on his best behavior. Okay, that's only the two options. So if a man wants to leave your life, just let him go. I promise you, if you just let a man go, then he will come back. But you have to do it. Like, you can't be like begging on your knees. Even then, he'll probably come back. The moral of the story is they always come back, so just you shouldn't go crazy. The moral of the story is you shouldn't go crazy, but even if you do, they will come back. But just don't go crazy, don't go out sad. If a man like breaks up with you or leaves you or blocks you, just take that moment to level up yourself and focus on you and also finding a better man. And either they will come back or you'll find a better man and you'll be good. So men always come back. Don't worry about it, sis. You're good. You're good. But that doesn't mean you always accept them back, because a lot of the times men aren't really there to like take you back. Like, they're not there to rekindle stuff. Most of the time, actually, exes are there for some from reminiscing. They want some home coochie, okay? You know, the new coochie sometimes is like, like, sometimes they want a home-cooked meal, if you know what I mean. Like, it's no place like home, you know? And that's the only reason they're back. They just want to remember what it's like again. They want to see if they could still get you. Like, do I still got it like that? Is she still a dumb bitch? Oh, she still is a dumb bitch? Okay, cool. Let's fuck. And then you're sent a voicemail. Okay? So if a man comes back, he needs to prove, you need to say no at first. Because you need to tell him he needs to do something and prove himself to you before he can come back. Otherwise, you're just gonna be a dumb bitch and you're gonna be stuck in this cycle. And then you're gonna go post session 32 on your story for the fifth time this year. Like, session 32 by Summer Walker is a great song, but you need to stop posting it on Instagram, okay? Because I'm tired of it. I see it. If you post one more, if you post one more Summer Walker song on your. Like, you could only post it once per year. Not even. Don't post it at all. More of the story, don't be a dumb bitch and let men come back just because they do. They need to prove yourself to you. But that is definitely a realization I've had. I just realized that I should have made this a whole other episode. But anyway, back to, I don't know, I think I'm on like number four of like dating revelations, dating hacks. I don't know if you guys should take this or not, by the way. Like, okay, this is gonna ruffle some feathers, but I swear to God, it is my biggest realization. And this was after like my relationship with my man that was like 15 years older than me, as you guys know. Oh my God, I feel like he's gonna listen to this episode because I didn't even know he was like watching me like that, and then he told me that he actually does. So if you're listening to this, hey boo, what's up? But anyway, as I was singing, number four is that, have you ever seen guys like constantly wife up like strippers or hoes, or like spend all their money on them, or like they become their baby mama? And it's kind of what I was saying before in terms of like can't be controlled, but don't listen to these guys when they're like, oh, I don't talk to hoes. Oh, I want my girl to be a good girl. Oh, I will never talk to a girl that's talking to my homie or my cousin. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm telling you, they do. I'm telling you, if a guy likes you, if a guy loves you, okay? If you are just that girl, you have an amazing personality, you're beautiful, you're fun, there is nothing their homies can say, their family members can say that could stay away from you, okay? And that's why you see a lot of guys like, with these like girls who aren't necessarily the wifey type. Like, there's no wifey type these days. Like, it's 2023, come on. But it's just like you need to realize and you need to get that delusion out of their head, and you just stop. Again, what I said before, I had to hit my freaking bed for this. You need to stop listening to these Instagram posts. They are lying to you. I promise you, they are lying. They don't give a fuck what you do. If a man loves you, he is going to be with you no matter what. It doesn't matter if you talk to his homies. It doesn't matter what. When a man loves you, like, there is nothing you could do, even you, that can make you stop. That can make them stop loving you. Like, that's just how guys work. I don't know why. Like, when they really want somebody and, like, that person really brings something in their life, especially, like, a fun time or, like, a good feeling or their ego boosted, and this person is just irreplaceable, like, that you, they are not going to let that person go. And they might even talk shit, okay? I'm going to say this. Sometimes they might even talk shit about, like, that girl. And I have seen this in real time, whole time, taking her out to eat, giving her money, basically giving the whole relationship anyway, except it's just not public. So basically the girl is still winning anyway. So stop listening to this Instagram people, like, what they discuss on Twitter and all that about home, like, they don't care. They don't care. If a man likes you, he's gonna like you no matter what, okay? And if a man doesn't like you, he's not gonna like you no matter what. There's nothing you can do to make him like you. Like, I don't know why people keep saying that, because even if you play, like, manipulation games and, like, try to get into his head, yeah, like, he might fall for it for a little bit and be, like, obsessed with you, but he's not gonna like you. And I don't know if you've ever had someone that is obsessed with you but doesn't like you, but it is not a good thing at all. I literally want to say this one story time so bad, but I know for a fact this one guy listens to my podcast, and, like, I think his family listened to my podcast once. Oh my god, once I sang the story time and they snitched on me, so I'm just gonna keep that for another day. But having a man that's obsessed with you but actually does not love you is, like, the worst thing ever. So that's why I kind of try to stay away from, like, super manipulation tactics and, like, thinking too much about it. Because if you get a man that is crazy over you and doesn't want you to talk to nobody else but also doesn't want to be with you and also, like, isn't ready to treat you right, it's just really weird. And they will sabotage so much. Okay? Okay, that's going to go into my next thing. Don't confuse, like, obsession for someone, like, actually liking you. Because if you're a challenge, especially, or if you don't really give them the time of day, they're gonna be obsessed with you. But if you finally decide, okay, this guy is obsessed with me, he loves me, like, he literally does the most, he gets so jealous, I'm just gonna be with him, I can guarantee you he's gonna fuck you over. Like, I can't, he's gonna do something fucked up. He's gonna self-sabotage, because it's almost like a revenge for him. So he's gonna just, like, sabotage it or do something, like, 10 times worse to you because you made him wait just for so long. And I've had this too. I want to talk about this, but I'm not going to yet. Maybe this could be another episode of, like, dating story times if you guys want that. But I promise you, it is not all of that. And so when it comes to that, do not let yourself be, like, associated with one man in public, especially if you guys are not together. If you guys are not together, do not go to the most popular spots, like, downtown on a Saturday night. Do not be commenting on each other's Instagram photos. I don't even, you guys know, I have said this before, I do not even follow the people I talk to, like, casually see on any social media. And I usually find an excuse to block them and we could just be in person, because I promise you, men do it a lot more than you think. They take secret pictures of you, they tell people, because they are really possessive and weird, and you do not want that, especially when you are trying to date and trying to find the real man. A lot of these men will go and claim you just so other people can't talk to you while they're doing their own thing. So do not let anyone claim you publicly unless that is your man, and unless he is ready to take care of you. Okay, I don't even know what number I'm at now, but I feel like this should have been a whole other episode. But that was just a few dating observations I've had, especially in this past year. I feel like I just have a lot more, but this was just a total spontaneous episode. I just felt like saying fuck it. But you guys get the gist. Like, at the end of the day, watching those high value woman videos and watching Shira 7 and all of that is amazing. Like, they actually have solid advice to manifest and take care of yourself and not get played while dating. But if you're gonna watch all these videos and you're gonna post about it, which you shouldn't be posting about it, like I said, like, you need to practice what you preach. okay, you need to realize the game. You need to literally study, like become like a sociopath. Like I meant like, you need to study sociology and anthropology and psychology. And you need to literally study like how the human brain works and like our natural instincts and why people do what they do. Because once you even look up Freud and why men have that the Madonna whore complex? I don't think that's right. I think it's the Madonna whore complex. Like you need to look stuff like that up and realize like the actual psychology of people and men and friends and whatever. And once you learn, even read the laws of human nature and just figuring out not only why other people do why they do, because it'll give you kind of closure, because sometimes people have like done you wrong and you never really got an answer. But sometimes it's just psychology and it's just like how human brains work. Like you just need to look it up. You need to, you know, psychoanalyze people. And then once you do it, just be like, damn, that's crazy that you're like that. Like heal, bitch. Like I'll give you a number to a therapist. Like, are you for real? You know, like, and it's also like giving yourself the opportunity to figure out how your brain works, because you know, a lot of people get attached to like random people that they don't even like, or they end up self-sabotaging. And once you kind of figure out your own psychology and you figure out why you do the things that you do, it could also help you in relationships to think more logically and think more long-term and, you know, the gist of it. So I actually do agree with a lot of the stuff Shira77 is saying. I didn't get too much on like the gold digging part, just because like I said, I don't really feel like that's something you should talk about publicly, especially if you like want to get into the game. Like if you want to do the game, like you have to do it kind of low-key, you know. You can't be like publicly saying what you're doing. So that's kind of the basis of it, just learning that your brain is literally an animal brain, and just remind your brain that you're not gonna die. Like, you're not gonna die if, like, certain people aren't in your life, or if, like, our relationship doesn't work out. And just, like, having trust in the universe. I say this all the time. Like, just being patient and trusting with the universe, and that you're gonna be okay no matter what decision you're gonna make. You're gonna be okay whether you stay in the relationship. You're gonna be okay whether you leave the relationship. You're gonna be okay whether you have the friendship, whether you don't have the friendship. You're gonna be okay no matter what. Everything is going to work out for you. You guys already know the Lulu era for life. Just know that it's going to work out for you. I think I'll do a whole, oh my God, I literally was gonna talk about the self-concept. I just realized this. But I think I'm gonna do that in another episode, like the self-concept challenge. Okay, that's gonna be my next episode, guys. Don't let me forget, the self-concept challenge on putting yourself in the mindset of like just pure delusion and watching how everything works out for you. If you tell yourself, oh, I am someone who gets top tier treatment, I am someone who's successful, I am an academic, I'm an athlete, you know, I'm really smart, you know, like you need to like not only have affirmation, just tell yourself that, but you need to have the identity that you are that person. But I'm gonna make a whole other episode on that, because I feel like I could talk about that for literally hours. But guys, it is almost getting to an hour of this episode, and I feel like this was a pretty good episode considering I haven't released anything since January. Like, that is insane. But I'm working on a lot of things. I want to do a visual aspect. I'm going to see how I can get this on YouTube so more people can listen to it. I'm going to do the whole nines, guys. Like, just be patient with me. I'm so happy whoever is listening to this, and I'm so happy for my community that has literally reminded me to make an episode. Like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for you guys. And I have a lot more story times. I have a lot more things to say. You know, I was living in Europe for 7 months. I have a lot going on. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. I'm so happy to be back. I'm going to be more active. And I'm so happy you guys are listening to this episode. So stay tuned for more episodes. Bye, guys.